National and local companies have started to incentivize customers to encourage reusable bag use, as well as all other forms of plastic-reducing practices. For example, Smith's Grocery Store offers extra fuel points to those who bring their own reusable bags. Paul Rogers, a local citizen in Logan, worries about the detrimental environmental effects of disposable plastics and sees through banning the use of single-use plastics, Cache County can make a contribution in cleaning up the planet.
They tend to blow all over, so they leave the landfill and cause other problems, and then eventually they make their way downstream and even into our oceans, which is a massive world problem. They dissolve into what's called microplastics and can really mess up whole ecosystems, and they don't decompose for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
While many citizens in Logan find this beneficial to the rising environmental pollution, many businesses are opposed because of the price to switch from cheap plastics to reusable bags. Not only are businesses worried about losing revenue, but the Utah state legislator is worried that if Cache County passes this bill, it would cause trouble when it comes down to the consistency and the uniformity of deliveries for different counties. Representative Michael McKell proposed House Bill 320, the Container Regulation Act, which, if passed, would ban local municipalities from banning the use of single-use plastics. State Representative Joel Ferry voted in favor of House Bill 320, saying that the government is not trying to take away local control. Rather, the government wants to give more individual control.
This is really a personal choice issue. If you need a plastic bag, if you don't want to use those, you can make that choice as an individual and not be forced or told what you can and can't do by a local city or county or even the state.
On Monday, House Bill 320 passed out of the Natural Resources and Environment Committee and will be moving along to the House of Representatives. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Megan Nelson.